Customer, I'll be right with you. Hold on, hold on. Oh, it's so late. I didn't expect anyone at this hour. Not that I have any customers at all lately. Huh. Oh, a human. And a warrior by the looks of it. Back to the basics, huh? Feels like every adventure I see nowadays is some crazy spell-slinging fool. Last one that came to my door is some sort of moon-worshipping wild man. Boy, that was an experience. Didn't like what I had to say. Turned into a raging inferno right in front of me. Almost burned my shop down. Talk about getting into a heated argument. It's almost comforting to just see a human walking around with a sword and shield. Reminds me of the good old days. Huh? Why are you looking at me funny? What? You've never seen a goblin before? You better be careful not to look down on me. One wrong move, and I'll be the one looking down on you instead. What's that mean? Don't worry about it. Anyway, what does it matter? I'm a legitimate business owner. You're in one of the most well-integrated cities in the continent. I can't imagine you got to my shop without running into one of dozens of different manners of beast folk. Heaven forfend you run into that damn drunk minotaur that hangs out around outside my shop. I keep telling him it never work out, or it's not a good fit. What? It sounds like he needs to find someone in his own size category? Alright. Anyway, you came here for a reason. Do you even know what services I offer here? Ah, I see. You referred to me by the potion shop owner. Nice fellow, that one. You didn't buy his strongest potions, right? Those ones will knock you right off your feet. Wouldn't sell you them. That sounds just like him. Now, if you're done being shocked at the idea of the local fortune teller being a goblin, we can get down to business. Good. Take a seat. Trust me when I say I'm one of the best there is. You've come to the right place. You know, I used to be the head shaman for one of the outlying goblin tribes. Yes. Past tense. They cast me out years ago. Didn't like my predictions. Didn't want to follow them. Well, it cost them dearly, and they blamed me. Now, I'm an independent contractor. Much better this way. Most of the others in town are hacks that think they can read the future with a deck of cards. Pah! No. True insight comes from the realm of the gods and the stars above. Now, while I set up, why don't you tell me a bit about your journey and why you came to see me? I see. Working with the city guard as a monster hunter is a good, solid profession. Where's my... Ah, yes, there it is. Let's just take this off the top. This? Are you pondering what this orb is for? It's simply a focus for me to channel into. Now, what have they got you doing? I see. Straight into the monster's den itself. Rather than cleaning up stragglers. Dangerous sort of job. Have they told you much about it? No. That sounds just like them. It's a good thing you came to me. Oh, where's the candle? Oh, right. So, where's the rest of your friends at? Doing this alone? Strange. Must not be too dangerous of a monster then. Incense. Ah, there you are. We'll light these in short order and get started. I hope you're well prepared for your adventure in any case. You've spent all day gathering information and getting buffs? Eh? I'm not sure what that means, but if you think it'll help you. There. Let me get settled over here, and we'll begin. Now, close your eyes, and place your hands on top of mine on the orb. Breathe deeply, and relax. Empty your mind, and open your heart. Let all of your emotions flow out of you. Let go of your fears and worries. There is nothing in this moment save for you and I. Focus on nothing but the sound of my breathing. Starting to take shape. I see you traveling through the wilderness. Unassailed by neither wildlife monster. There is a ruined tower looming before you. A trap door descends into the darkness, far beneath the earth, in a place long forgotten. Why does this tower seem so familiar to me? Your travels. Your travels below take you into a den of ravenous monsters, the likes of which have not laid their eyes on a man in ages. They whisper honeyed words to you while their eyes So long as you resist temptation, you shall come out the other side victorious and unscathed. But if you give in and stray from your path, you'll be lost forever to the beasts below, never to return. Wait, I can see another path, another thread of fate. You can defeat the beasts and claim them as your own, spending the rest of your days as their king. To do this, you'll need to battle them with a special sword. Focus. Focus. It seems you already possess this weapon, but it is not the blade which you carry at your side. You need something to inspire you to wield this weapon against the monsters. I can't seem to see what it is. The vision's fading. That's all I can see. Vague. Yes, it was, wasn't it? Usually, these fortune tellings are a bit more clear than that. Did you focus with all of your heart? Did you truly open yourself to me? Well, perhaps your heart was too closed off to let me fully foresee your fate. Are you perhaps still hung up on earlier? What did I mean by temptation? I can't answer that. I'd expect some sort of treasure that's trapped, or whatever nonsense you adventuring types have to deal with. Not good enough. I've left my customer unsatisfied. Whatever shall I do? Well, there is another ritual that we could perform. I've only read about it in books. A way to form a deeper connection to your spirit. But we'll need to bring our physical forms closer together in order to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying, human? Don't be nervous. Maybe by the time the ritual's finished, you'll and see my kind in new light. What do you say? Are you ready for a once in a lifetime experience? Good. Now, do be a good boy and follow my lead, all right? Do everything that I ask of you, and you'll get exactly the information you seek, adventure. Get rid of these. Stand up and go lock the door to the shop, would you? Now, let me just... there we go. Oh, that blush on your face. Don't be so shy. What else were you expecting? I told you, my dear, we need to bring our physical forms closer together. What better way to do so than to have you bury yourself inside of my warm pussy? Vulgar. Of course I am. But your body's reaction fails to match the intent of your words. Come, human. Disrobe and join me. You don't have to hold back. There is no judgment here. There are no onlookers. Just the two of us. Take a good long look at me. I'm barely half your height without my shoes on. You could hoist me up and bury your cock inside of me, and I'd barely be able to resist you. This thick, soft, meaty body and my huge, warm breasts could be all yours, should you desire. There you go. That's what I thought. Don't be ashamed. You aren't the first human to fall for the charms of my kind. In fact, there's many a scholar out there who've penned writings about how compatible we are. Let me get up on the table. Come here. Come here. Good boy. Put your hands wherever you want. For this eve, I am all yours. It's been so long since I've been touched like this. Feeling your strong hands gripping my thighs and groping my ass. Why, I could practically melt in your arms. You look so cute with your face and lips covered in my black lipstick. If we didn't have more important matters to attend to, I'd love to smear something else with it as well. But, the look on your face. You'd like that sometime, wouldn't you? Maybe. you can come visit me again after your adventure, and we can have a less professional encounter. Good. I'll look forward to it. Now, I think you're good and ready. Shall we continue with the ritual? Alright. Give me a bit of space. I need to position myself. This is exciting. I don't know how long it has been since I've bared myself to another like this. The thought of being vulnerable is just intoxicating. Do you like the view? Are you enjoying seeing me on my hands and knees before you? A man of action. Your hands are so warm on my ass. Feel free to explore a little bit. There's no need to rush. Enjoy the view. My pussy is already soaked with anticipation. I can feel it running down my thighs. When you're ready, you can climb on top of me. Place your hands on the orb on top of mine. You really are looking forward to this, aren't you? I can feel your hot dick pressing it against my ass cheeks. A little bit lower, and you could be inside of me. Did you know that our body temperatures are naturally higher than a human's? I wonder how it'll feel for you once you slip inside of my hot, moist pussy. Don't hold back. I need this. Give it to me. Oh, yes. It's so thick and hot. All the way inside. It feels like it fits perfectly. With this kind of compatibility, you should definitely be able to get a better vision. You don't have to focus on the orb this time. Just keep your hands on top of mine and just fuck me as hard as you can. I can see. It's the same as before. But clearer. Ravenous beasts beneath the earth. The look in their eyes, it's one of desire and lust. They haven't laid their eyes upon a man in the ages. Arms open, offering kindness, food, and companionship. But it's all a trick. Is not to befriend you. But to turn you into their plaything. Yes. Fuck me harder. Harder. Should you submit to even a single one of them, you'll be enraptured and spend the rest of your days as their pet. But there's a way. There's a way. Submit instead. Bind. Bind your body with the magic. Exhaust them. Exhaust them. And exhaust them and claim their kingdom for yourself. The special sword you need. It's I think it's inside of me right now. The weapon you need to defeat them. I understand now. Oh. Something like this is enough to make even me submit. Give it to me. Come inside of me. Finish. Finish the ritual. Come inside of me. Yes, come. There's so much calm inside of me. I feel so full. Something like this, I might just know. Hey, don't collapse on top of me. Exhausted already. Oh, like a light, are you? Your hands are still on mine. I could check the orb. I was right. This human, of all people, I can't believe it. Well, his future looks bright, at least. Maybe it won't be so bad. I think I'm out of energy myself. Good morning, human. Did you sleep peacefully? It feels so strange having a guest over, but after the ritual was finished, you were so exhausted. I would have been remiss to cast you from my home. No need to thank me. I simply care of the well-being of my customers. Now, I've spent the morning thinking about last night's experience and the results of your fortune telling. And I've come to a decision. Don't apologize for anything. We both chose to walk down that path together. In any case, I've decided I'm coming with you. I'll close my shop up for a few days. It's not like I have many customers anyway. No. Don't even begin to argue against me. We both saw the visions. I touched your heart. I know what you desire. We shall walk this other path together. Follow the loose thread of fate to its conclusion. I can be the one to inspire you to use that special sword. See, I knew what you wanted. Plus, I think you need to take responsibility for your actions last night. How are you feeling about that? Are you still hung up on your misconceptions of me? I told you, didn't I? That once we were done, you would see Goblin Girls in a new light. You'll never be able to go back now, will you? Now, shall we get this journey underway? Or did you want to continue dawdling in my shop? Eh? Oh, what's wrong? All your buffs expired overnight? What am I gonna do with you? Alright, whatever it takes, I'll be by your side. Let's get going, shall we?